Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region, and if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Speaking now with Chris Fallon, who is the owner of Network Task Group. And we'll stop right there, Chris, and have you explain what it is that Network Task Group is and what it does.
Yeah, well, Network Task Group's a full-service communication company. We've been in Western New York for 20 years now. We do everything from commercial phone systems to local to long-distance internet, specializing now in voice over IP and hosted systems. That seems to be the way the communication community is starting to move.
Whereabouts is the physical location, and how many people work for you?
Depending on how busy we are and what time of year it is, with the school starting and different things like that, sometimes we have more employees or less. I would say anywhere from 12 to 18. 12 consistently. We bounce up to 18 with cabling contractors and things of that nature.
All right, and the job description for the typical person who would work for you, is it all one thing, or are there specialties within the people who work for you at Network Task Group?
It's funny. Most of the people that work for me have been in communications for quite a few years. We have a couple of new starts that we're training, but you have to have a wide variety of knowledge. You have to know everything from carrier, which is your local long-distance internet, all the way down to IP cameras and telephones and how they actually work and changing a coil cord out. So most of the people that work for me have started from the beginning and kind of evolved all the way up to telecommunication engineering, if you will.
And from what I understand, your business has got a pretty varied client base. It's not just one thing or another.
Yeah, we do. Everything from a small pizzeria to schools to government agencies to nuclear facilities. Anyone who's interested in up-to-the-date communication services is welcome to call us. We don't turn anyone away. Everybody is really a good fit. The one thing I would like to say is that enterprise communication functionality is now available for any company, no matter what the size is anymore.
And specifically, we're kind of talking like just the in-house phone systems, the one that takes in calls and allows you to make calls out?
Yeah, correct. It's funny you say that, because in-house now really has different meanings. With the incorporation of your cell phone actually being integrated fully with your telephone system at the office, it's kind of evolved into a mobile communication platform now. A lot of companies, they have mobile workforces like mine, where we have salespeople out in the field. They have guys out in trucks, you know, building decks, putting roofs on, whatever the case may be. Now with the term bring your own device, your cell phone can actually be integrated right with your telephone system at the office.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you've been involved in the business for as long as you have, you've seen things evolve from literally where I was going. You can, you know, dial a number, talk to somebody in like a department over, say, or in an office next door, and or make calls out to clients potentially. And now it's evolved to the point where you say, literally on your own cell phone, you can actually kind of hook up into that system.
Yeah, almost every company that we install a communication system for, whether it's a small pizzeria or, you know, whether it's a large call center, almost everybody is using the mobile aspect of the communication systems now. Unified communications is what everybody, the term that everyone uses. And basically, it is what it is. It unifies every platform into one, even your home phone, for that matter. You could have your business phone ring. If you don't answer there, you could have it go to your cell phone. You know, if you were unlucky and broke your leg or twisted your ankle and you were at home, you could actually have it ring your home phone. And to the end user, there's no difference. They think they call your business number.
And the bulk of, again, what we've been talking about essentially is VoIP, or that Voice over Internet Protocol, I think is the actual name for the acronym.
Yes, that's correct. It's giving you a lot of flexibility. For one thing, people can actually unplug their desk phone and actually take it home with them. We don't have as much call for that anymore with the integration of the cell phone technology. The other nice thing, some of the features like voicemail, email are the predominant, you know, benefit. You can actually, if your phone rings, someone leaves you a message, you don't pick it up or you can't pick it up because you're driving or whatever the case may be, it'll send you a WAV file right to your email. So then you can open it and then listen to it and then dial it back at the appropriate time.
Having a conversation with Chris Fallon, who is owner of Network Task Group, here on Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And you'd mentioned at the onset of the segment here a little bit about carrier services. So how does what you do at Network Task Group dovetail with that?
Yeah, so one of the biggest problems that companies have that aren't experienced, or communications is not really their forte or what they do, is trying to understand the different packages that carriers offer out there today. It gets very complex when you start talking about cable modems and voice over IP and Fios, and should I go with Spectrum, or, you know, what are the advantages or the disadvantages of the different types of services that are out there. So really what we do is we come in and we look at where you are geographically, because one telecommunication company might have better network in one geographic area. Another geographic area, you know, Verizon might have the best network. You know, it varies depending on what area that communication company actually targets. So we start with that, and then we look at you as an individual company, your budget, how your workforce is, you know, what type of services you need, and then we kind of customize that for you, and we roll it all into one bill. So you would get one bill for your phone system at your office, your local, your long distance, and your internet.
And I'm guessing that this would be something that might be more of an advantage for potentially larger businesses, or maybe I'm incorrect on that, SIP trunking. Because normally I consider that you're talking about a larger number of lines or
It's actually just the opposite. SIP trunking allows you to get some of the benefits that a lot of larger companies only could have in the past. Because when you ordered a large circuit, it gave you things like direct inward dialing, or DID, where you could have a specific number ring your specific phone. Not just the corporate number or the main number that would be in the yellow pages. You could have a direct number to your desk. Well, only large companies used to be able to have DID because you had to bring in a large circuit for caller line ID to facilitate that. Now with the emergence of SIP, if you have a cable modem and you only have two or three lines coming into your building, because that's all you really need for the volume of traffic, you can still get DID. And that opens up the door for all of these other things like bring your own device, because now you can have a specific number that rings right to your cell phone, where instead of your main number. So yeah, SIP is a big benefit to small businesses.
I'm glad to be corrected on that. Thank you for that. You had also mentioned earlier IP cameras. Are we talking more of a security component to that?
Yes, we do a lot with IP cameras now. Almost every one of our installations now, a customer is asking us for some type of camera so they can have a visual. You know, when people come to your business, even if you have a doorbell or, you know, whatever the case may be, you never know who's really outside. Most people can't actually see their front door from where they sit in their corporate facility. So we put in all the cameras and the recorders, but we don't really do the security aspect of it. If you're going to do live monitoring or something like that, that's something that we usually hand off to somebody else.
And there are a couple of other items that Network Task Group deals with that we haven't had a chance to touch on. And data solutions seems like it would be, along with the voice over internet protocol part, a large part of what you would do.
Yes. A lot of companies have multiple locations, and one of our skill sets is putting in data equipment to connect all their facilities together. Almost every single one of our installations now, they have some type of remote location or, you know, a sister location that they want four-digit dialing to. That usually requires some type of data connectivity, mostly VPN now through the internet.
And we had talked earlier about phone systems pretty extensively. The concept of premise-based phone systems is something that is also available, and I guess it has a kind of a more specific personalized touch, if you will.
Well, premise-based in Western New York, because we've had so many old historical buildings, and in a lot of these buildings, they have old telephony cable. They don't have state-of-the-art Cat5 cable. So a lot of times when we go with premise-based, we can provide, they call it hybrid service. So in one location where you might not have a brand new data cable, or maybe you only have one data cable, you can actually put a digital phone. If in many cases, like let's say a school or manufacturing, we have multiple buildings outside the main building and there might be distance limitations to voice over IP, you can run an analog phone, because you can run an analog phone like a quarter of a mile. Then back where maybe the main bulk of the corporate people sit at their desk, that can all be cabled for voice over IP. So you can kind of do a mix when you do premise-based. When you do hosted, where the system is not at the local level, you kind of lose that flexibility. You can't really provide a digital phone, or you can't really provide an analog phone. So you have to have state-of-the-art cabling for that to work.
And you started out the explanation by referencing Cat5 cable, and I'm guessing that's kind of the standard for the industry. Is there like a non-technical way of describing that?
I mean, it's just a newer cable, and they come in different flavors. Cat6 is out there currently today, but we really only need Cat5 or Cat5e to facilitate good quality of voice over IP.
All right, and is that like a fiber optic, or are we talking something else?
It still runs on plain old copper.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's not, when you look at the different cost of owning a premise-based telephone system, it's really a calculation that we have to sit down and talk to you about. Because many times, the cost of putting a system on-premise, you can actually do the cabling and go to voice over IP for less money. You don't have to worry about, you know, warranty. You don't have to worry about software upgrades. You don't have to worry about software updates. You don't have to worry about truck rolls, because now we can do everything back at the data center. You know, there's no more, hey, it's $135, you know, to move the phone from one wall to the other. You just simply unplug it, walk it over to the other side of the room, and plug it in. So there's some flexibility and there's some cost savings, but again, we usually look at the overall customer. You know, what's their building like? What's their business like? What's their long-term plan? You know, do they want to make the investment? And is their data network already built to handle voice over IP? Because that's what most companies don't talk about. It's like, what do I really have to do to make voice over IP work well at this particular location? I mean, a lot of times companies will just give you the, hey, we're $30 a seat for a hosted phone. Then they put in all the phones. You get choppy voice, it doesn't work well, and then they say, hey, we've got to upgrade your infrastructure. And then the costs keep on rolling from there. We don't do it that way. We kind of evaluate it, make sure we're doing the right thing from the beginning, and then do the installation.
So I'm guessing naturally someone would call if they wanted more information from you. What would be the number?
Yeah, it would be 716-608-2050.
All right, I'm just doing the jotting down myself. 608-2050.
Yep, correct.
And that's Network Task Group. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And again, Chris Fallon is the owner of Network Task Group, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.